the use of offensive words to describe COVID-19, like Kung Flu and Wuhan virus, played a role in stirring up mass resentments and blame, says Riverside's Congressman Mark Takano, vice chair of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus.
We've all experienced, as the AAPI community, the tremendous damage that was done by irresponsible leadership, whether it's the murders in Georgia or the uptick in the number of AAPI hate incidences and assaults across the country.
Eastvale Mayor Jocelyn Yao also spoke at the event hosted by the Inland Empire Community Foundation and Listos. Yao says that while anti-Asian sentiment is not new, she was livid when she saw the headlines after the killing of the 6 Asian American women in Georgia.
What the authorities failed to recognize was that the hypersexualization of Asian women is indeed at the root of racism and sexism. And let me be clear, Asian women are not an object for your sexual gratification. Not ever, not now, and not in the future.
A poll taken during the town hall showed 46% of participants reported a high level of personal fear about hate crimes happening to them or their loved ones. UC Riverside's Karthik Ramakrishnan says 1 in 6 Asian Americans have experienced hate incidents since the start of the pandemic, a number much higher than what has been reported to authorities.
Please take care of yourselves. I know it's very traumatizing and re-traumatizing when we see some of these things on endless loop. You might feel that there's not much hope, that we're under attack everywhere. There are a lot of good Americans and allies, especially in other communities of color, that have our back. So don't feel that this is the only thing that is out there.
The town hall speakers also urged the community to seek out COVID-19 vaccination. Asian Americans are among those disproportionately affected by the virus. Nationally, Filipinos make up a third of nurse deaths from COVID. And locally, the death rate of Pacific Islanders is double the broader community. The county says they are working to close racial gaps in vaccination rates. The latest data shows over 50% of those age 65 and older have been vaccinated, compared to only 28% of Asian Americans in that same group. Macon Jamerson, KVCR News.